In my life, Lord, be glorified. Oh, be glorified in my life. Lord, be glorified today. This is our prayer today in my life. Lord, be glorified. Yah, be glorified. Oh, in my life. Oh, Lord, be glorified today. This is our prayer today in your church, Lord, because it's your church, Father. Yes, be glorified. Oh, be glorified. Oh, in your church, oh Lord, be glorified today. Yes, Lord. And on this call today, yes, be glorified. On the GMC, be glorified. Yes, on this call today, oh, be glorified today. Yes. And in our praise, oh, we are, oh, be glorified. We want you to be glorified. Oh, in our praise, oh Lord, oh let it be glorifying today, and in our prayer, Lord, in our prayer, oh Lord, please be glorified. Oh, be glorified. We want our prayer to reach heaven in. Oh, in our prayers. Oh, Lord, please be glorified. Oh, today. And not only that, yeah. Oh, and in our thoughts, in the secret places, Lord, please be glorified. Oh, be glorified. Because you know our thoughts from afar out in. Oh, in our thoughts, where nobody knows but you, Lord. Oh, be glorified today. Hallelujah. Oh, be glorified today. Hallelujah. All I want is for you to be glorified, you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, you to be lifted. All we want is for you to be glorified and you to be lifted high on TMC. Be glorified, you be glorified, you be lifted. All we want is for you to be glorified, you to be lifted high. All we want is for you to be glorified, you to be lifted high. So glorify your name. Glorify your name. Oh, glorify your name in all the earth. That's what we want to do. Glorify your name. We want to glorify your name. Oh, glorify your name in all the earth. We want the nations to know who you are. Yes, we'll glorify your name. We will glorify your name. Glorify your name in all the earth. So when our life. Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. Yes, in our life. Oh, Lord, be glorified today in our walking, in our talk. Be glorified today in the secret places of our minds. Be glorified today when we teach and when we preach, Father. Be glorified today in all that we do. We want you to be glorified today. Hallelujah. Woo. Be glorified, Father.
Yes,
praise
God.
You, praise you. Host, are you there?
Yes. Thank you. Be glorified. Thank you, Minister Sharon, for we want God to be glorified today in everything we do, in everything we say. Yes, Lord, be glorified. Get your glory this morning, Holy God. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord, and we bless your name today. As we open up here, God, we ask that you, God, be pleased with everything we do and everything we say. We want to represent you well. We want people to know that you are almighty in our lives, in everything we do and everything we say. Get your glory today. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, God, we, your children, come before you now, giving you thanks for this great opportunity, giving you thanks for another day to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Giving you thanks today, God, for you've been so good to us, and we bless you, God. We bless your holy name. We bless you. Hallelujah. We're in this sweet spot of just feeling your presence, Lord, and wanting you to be glorified in everything we do and everything we say. Oh, God, we, your children, seek your very face the more here in this sanctuary, God. We want your presence to be here in our midst, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy God. Oh, God, thank you. Ooh, bless the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of God down to my sanctified toes this morning, TMC family. Oh, thank you, God, thank you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Woo, Lord, have mercy upon us in this place. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. This is the master calling on you, making a clarion call this morning. Hey, glory be to God. Ooh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you. God has been so good to us as we have just finished celebrating our 12-year anniversary on last Friday. And oh my God, as I've reminisced over the weekend and just thought about how God blessed us each and every day from Monday straight down through Friday. And I just say thank you. You know how after you eat Thanksgiving meal, and I know we are coming up to Thanksgiving and talking about food here in the middle of this fast, but that is as close as I can get to having leftovers, and you just keep going back and pulling out a little bit, and each day it gets better and better. Well, that's the way it has been with the thoughts that have been coming back to me from the meal that we had to had served us on last week, y'all. And I'm just in this place. Woo! I don't know why Dr. Vanessa gave me today to come up in here, because I'm feel like running. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's just hard to get to this word. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Come on down, Lord. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We do thank Minister Keisha for blessing us. And, oh, God, Sister Sharon, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Yes, yes, put us right there, right there, right there. Because in everything we do, all of this stuff, all of these things that we do, God, we want you to be glorified. God, we want you to be pleased, Lord. When it's all said and done, we want you to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. None of this means a thing, God, if we can't see your face in peace. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Well, you guys, Dr. Vanessa and I are here. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We are here this morning just letting you know that we love you and we thank you. Hallelujah. I don't think she did me justice pushing me out here after all of this and before and in the middle of all of this. But let me see what I can do. We're on the 23rd day of the 40-day fast that the Lord has led us on. And I'm here to tell you that a 40-day fast isn't something that you just jump in the middle of. It's something that the Lord leads you through. Oh, God, I thank you for counting me worthy. There are three important men in the Bible that were led to this extended fast of 40 days, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. Oh, God, make us worthy to be among them, Lord. Make us worthy, make us worthy. Make me worthy, God, make me worthy. Oh, God, I want to be worthy. I want you to be glorified with my life, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. As we look in the New Testament, you guys, it was also there that these two men, Moses and Elijah, were there when together Jesus took a pivotal moment in the scripture. And this is when Jesus is up on the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 7, 2 and 3. And he was transfigured there, and he saw their faces. And it said in his word that his clothes became as white as the light. And there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus, and the disciples saw this transfiguration take place. And I said, reading that, could it be that there is a direct correlation between witnessing the glory? Don't you see where I am going with this? Witnessing the glory of God when he is glorified at another level when we go through a 40-day fast, when we go through an extended fast, when we say, yes, God, even when it doesn't make sense. Yes, God, help us to do this thing, because without you, we cannot do it. We can't do it, God. Without you, we can't do it. But with you, God, all things are possible. The subject this morning, because it was after our 21-day fast. It was after our 21-day fast. It was after, you know, I kind of called you all together on Sunday night and said, you know, it wasn't I didn't say it before. I didn't say I want you all to come on with me because we are starting this here fast. It was after we had gotten into the fast. You see what I'm saying? It was after. So I'm calling this after this. After this. After this. Coming from 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. After this, the Moabites and the Amorites, accompanied by the Midianites, joined forces to make war on Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat received this intelligent report. Being coming in the military, I remember you guys, I was, okay, I don't need to share that story, but I was I was told, go and let them know the enemy is coming. Chaplain, you're the only one to carry the word right now. Run, tell them to dig in. And so here comes this report to Jehoshaphat, and it says, a huge force is on its way from beyond the Dead Sea to fight you. There is no time to waste. They are already at Hazeron Tamar, the oasis of Engedi. Already there, already there. So after this, the attack of the enemy, the adversary surrounds us to create fear. He steals from us to cause failure, and he slanders us so that we would choose to forfeit the fight. Well, you see, there is a difference in a fight and a battle. A fight, you can just get it done. You know the little fights that you had at when you were in high school, I mean in elementary school. I was a fighter. I was a mess. I used to would fight at the drop of a hat, just look at me wrong. What you looking at me for? You want some of this? Oh, yes. But when you talk about doing battle, good God of mercy, you've got to arm yourself. You've got to get yourself ready. So here comes the announcement to Jehoshaphat, informing him that you don't have much time to, you don't have time to waste. You've got to get yourself together because the adversary, the enemy is coming to surround you. Now I come to let you all know something that you already know, that the enemy does not fight fair. He does not seek to frustrate you and upset you and discourage you. He seeks to kill you. He seeks for you to do any of those sides, suicide, kill you by homicide, any side. All he wants you to do is die. The enemy hates you and all your family, friends, and associates, anything that is attached to you, he wants to kill it. His goal in life is ultimately to steal, kill, and destroy. Somebody ought to say she got that from the word. Uh-huh. But I want you to know, even though that is his job, uh-huh, that is his job description, God came to give us life. And we need to remember that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I'm preaching to me this morning. I'm not saying you, baby. I'm saying us, yes, because we are up in this thing together. We need to realize that we are on this ship of Zion in this boat all together. God sent Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus has declared that we are sons and daughters of God Almighty. And because we are sons and daughters of God Almighty, he has a purpose and a plan for our lives. Bless the name of Jesus. And we want to take advantage of everything that the Almighty has for us by going into and completing this 40-day fast. Somebody said, I need some help up in the house, Dr. Roberts. I need you to help me, Dr. Pecola. Well, I'm coming in here to help you this morning. When we set our sight on what God has given us to do, in this word, it says, shaken Jehoshaphat prayed. Well, I thank God that we've been praying. He went to God for help and ordered a nationwide fast. Yes, he did. And so he said, the country of Judah united in seeking God's help. They came from all the cities of Judah to pray to God. Look at this. Look at this. Well, I don't know how you feel when you get in the car and you're just driving along. And David and I did a cross country from drive when we were coming to from California all the way out to Detroit, Michigan. Yes, and because it took us about 3 days to do that thing, you know what I mean. I'd like to get on the plane, fly there, and get there. But here in this, if you read this in the New King James Version, it says, when Jehoshaphat set his sight on God, he had to stop and take a look, not just a glance. So when you arrived, we were riding and I would glance at the countryside. But when the mountain came up in front of us, we gazed at that mountain for a long time before we got to the mountain. We didn't just move and glance at the mountain. We had to gaze at it. So as we are going into this extended fast for 40 days, God is calling us not to just glance upon him, as Dr. Vanessa says, through our daily bread and our daily devotion, but he wants us to gaze up on him and see and behold his beauty. God is it's a beautiful thing when you get in that word and just eat on the word and wait on him to give you a little bit more. And he just laid out for us over these past 5 days enough for us to start the gaze. He set it up as a mountain so that we can start gazing up on his beauty and see that he has something good for us, so that we don't just glance and say, oh, that was a nice thing that we just did. But God is calling us this morning during this fast time to gaze up on him. Somebody ought to say, oh, God, this is some good stuff she's putting out here. When we say that this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, when we say it so often, however, so often we treat this body like it's an amusement park. Yes, we say yes to every craving, every feeling, every feeding, giving it everything and anything that it thinks it wants. Hey, we want to make it feel good, but I want you to know the Bible says there ain't nothing good in this flesh. Hey, when my friend, Prophet Phyllis, went on her 74-day fast, she had to come to Hawaii to visit me there and do a service. And while she was there, we went to all these places eating and stuff, and she went with us, and she would go along those buffet bars that we would go to. I'd tell her to stay home. No, I'm going. And she would go, and she would sit there with her glass of water and drink that water. As we sat and ate, I felt bad. But I tell you one thing for sure. What she taught me was, my life doesn't stop as I'm going through this fast, but my gaze up on the mountain of wanting to see the beauty of God. So she saw, thank God that old people can still eat. God, we got food. That gal made a prayer every everything, everything. She found God in everything. I want you to start gazing up on your surroundings and looking for God in it. Look for the beauty of God in it. The devil has tricked us and made us start looking for the bad stuff. Honey, this is bad weather. Ooh-hoo, it's raining. But Dr. Vanessa prayed that rain would come last night. Rain, it rained up here where I was. And then God gave me a word for that. He said, I come to rain to clean up the clutter that's in your life. Let me run on. Lord have mercy. This message ain't going to get through this morning. I'm going to get through. What is fasting? This here is good. This is good. You need to write this down. I'm going to say it three times. Because as I went into this 40-day fast, God has taken me to a deeper understanding and gave me this definition of fasting. Fasting is a process to eliminate clutter in the life of a Christian by choosing to abstain from a daily dependency on stuff and redirect that need to God through worship. Yes, Lord, like we did this morning that had me all messed up. Scripture. Yes, like I'm reading to you right now. Reading, sitting down, you got to just not hear the scripture, but you got to read and study, and then you got to pray. That's what fasting is. That's what fasting is. If you are fasting, looking forward to the end of the fast, to the 40 days, and putting everything in the refrigerator, because that's what I used to do, everything that I thought I wanted to eat during the fast, I put it in the freezer, looking forward to the end of the fast. I Oh, God, forgive me, but I thank you, God, that you let me live long enough to know that that's not fasting. That's what it was as I was going through. But what it is now is I'm fasting from food, feasting on God, losing physical weight, but gaining spiritual weight. Oh, what is fasting? Fasting is seeking God as never before, looking and expecting God to move upon you in a way that you've never been moved upon before, expecting God to move you in your ministry as you've never been moved before. Come on, God, I got some stuff on paper. Help me, help me, help me. Ooh, ooh, God. Why fast for 40 days, Dr. Pakola? Why? We did 21. Why we got to do 40? Well, in the scripture we see, I'll give you this and then I'm moving out of the way because I got to move out of the way. Whew, Lord, help me. In the scripture we see that David fasted out of desperation in 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter and the 16th verse. He fasted out of desperation because he wanted his son healed so badly. Somebody is fasting out of desperation because they need God to move and move now. In Deuteronomy 9:9, we see that Moses fasted out of dependency. He knew he couldn't do nothing without God. Daniel 10:3-13 shows that Daniel fasted out of discernment. He fasted because he was told that he couldn't pray three times a day. He needed the Lord to give him a true clarity on what he should do. And when he did, Daniel did just what God told him to. All of these are sermons all by themselves. Esther fasted out of deliverance. Yes, Esther 4:13. 13-16. See, this is what you get whenever you study the Bible as opposed to just reading the Bible. Come on, somebody, help me up in here. Oh, yeah. Esther fasted for the preservation of a nation from an evil Haman who wanted to kill out all of the Jews. But thank God, Esther said, if I perish, I perish. But I'm going to finish this fast. Uh-huh. Elijah in 1 Kings 19:7-18, fasted out of direction. He said, listen, I'm depressed down and out. Yes, some of those days will come to all of us, but God, give me direction to get up out of here. I know I'm not supposed to be here, can't stay here. Jonah fasted out of disaster. Yes, the king declared a fast down there because Nineveh was going to be destroyed. Come on here. Matthew 4 and 4 lets us see that Jesus Almighty fasted out of desire to complete the call of God on his life so that you and I may be saved. Why should you fast? You tell me. If none of those deeds apply to you, you just go and seek God and say, God, this 40-day fast has been called. Why should I fast? I'm here to tell you all of us got something in our lives that we can fast about. One more minute and I'm going to close this thing. Why, God, why? It's Pecola Roberts fasting. I'm fasting because I'm tired. I'm tired of the bitterness, the hateful, hurtful, harmful acts associated with racism here in this country that we call the land of the free, the one where I raised my hand and said I would defend foreign and domestic enemies. God, help me today as I go through this thing. Why am I fasting? I'm tired of the devil fooling with families, causing divorces, hallelujah, children turning on their parents and running out in the streets. I'm tired of getting phone calls like I did yesterday. Daughter is recovery center, leaving them babies out here for somebody else to raise. Tired of this mess. Tired of the church saying that they're the church and not standing up for white and what the word of God says. I'm just tired. Oh, and when you get as tired as I am, my Mississippi tired. And can't nobody help me but God. So this is the time to fast when you get so tired that you're tired. Hey, glory be to God, because all of the stuff that's resting on you can't be done by you. Only God Almighty can give you the refreshing that you need to get up and keep going, to get up and see life differently, to see the beauty where everything else is looking ugly, messed up, and out of sorts. God, I thank you today that you called us on this fast, and we aren't fasting, God, just to lose weight. We aren't fasting, God, just to help me in here, God. We are fasting because we want to see your glory. We want you to be glorified, God. We want you to be pleased with us in Jesus' name. Come on, Minister Janice. Come on, come on. I'm not finished. I'm just going to stop because I got a few more days that I can say a few more things. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Minister Janice. Our hostess, please come and give us our announcements for today.
Yes.
Give us our phone numbers and where we're supposed to be going and what we're supposed to be doing. Come on, honey.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Well, thank you, Dr. Pecola, for that message that you brought forth this morning. We truly appreciate it, and it is much to feed on. So I was over here chewing, and you called my name, so I'm back. We thank also Minister Keisha for being our greeter this morning, our psalmist, Sister Sharon, and our host. You took the job and did an excellent job of it, and I'm just a fill-in. So we will be calling you back shortly to get you to close us in a benediction. We'd like to say that today we'd like to pray for those that have made prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord. Thank you first and foremost for the breath of life that you have put in our bodies these days, Lord. This day, Lord, we ask you to go forth and to bring your comfort and your healing to those among us who are sick, Lord. Strengthen our bodies, strengthen our minds so that we can feel your presence and know that our wellness is your concern and that you will fulfill your word. Lord, we ask that you go before those who may be in the period of mourning, Lord, who have lost loved ones, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Give them your peace as they go through the storm, knowing that this storm will be over and then joy will return once again. Help them, Lord, to survive the moment, to survive the moment till the next moment comes. Lord, we thank you for and praise you for those who among us who have received new jobs, new opportunities, new outlooks, new. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done this week that has been new in the lives of we, your people. And we love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. You are most gracious and merciful to us. And we thank you for all that you have done. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, after this, if you want to hear the playback of this number, you can call 667. I'm reading wrong. You want to hear the playback of this number, you can dial 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677#. We also invite you to join the motivational call, which the number there is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617#. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and the host of that call will be Manager Shirley James, and she will have a guest speaker, which will be our Commercial Director, Mr. Jose Marna. And once again, thank you, Dr. Thor, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you. If you would look at the masterscall.net, you will see an example of the 40-day fast that we normally do at the beginning of the year. On day 23, it says, we pray for a quality time of deep inner reflection. Let our prayer be all day, God, show me me, Lord, show me me, and ask God for his strategies on how to do better and be a better me. God, help us today as we lead this call to seek your face so that we can be a better me, a better me, a better me. Now may your grace and your sweet Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of us until we come together again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. God bless. Bye-bye.